Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
On the last episode, we saw that Ava and Jaden actually did get arrested for robbing the bank, but they didn't rob the bank. And Mr. Jim just found a bag that looks like it's from the bank that was robbed that the Purple Ninjas just ran off away from. How is Mr. Jim going to be able to prove that Ava and Jaden didn't do it? Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but let's see what happens next. It took Mr. Jim almost an hour to get that bag unstuck from the thorny bush. When he was almost done, he got a text from Officer Megan, who sent the video of the robbery. What? How is this possible? Said Mr. Jim after watching the video. This video actually does show Ava and Jaden stealing all the money, or at least it looks like them, but that can't be true. They were on their way back from spy camp, and there's no way they actually did this. I need to turn this bag over to evidence and talk to Ava and Jaden. Maybe they know something. But wait, look at this. Mr. Jim pulled out a few stacks of $100 bills that were still in the bag. Well, that's good news for the bank. Wait a second, let me take another look at that video. Mr. Jim turned on the video again and looked at the timestamp of when the video was taken. It looks like this video happened while they were still flying home from camp. I hope this is enough to get them released, because there's no way that's them. I don't know who it is, but it definitely does look like Ava and Jaden. Meanwhile, up in the stinky blimp lab, the Purple Ninjas were busy counting all the money.
I can't believe we actually stole $1 million. This is incredible.
Okay, I'm done counting my stacks.
Okay, so we hit $1 million, right?
Not exactly. I think we're a few thousand short.
What? How's that possible?
I bet it's still in that thorny bush. I told you we should have grabbed that bag.
What is that, Steve? How are you doing, Purple Ninjas? Tell me the good news. Are we millionaires now?
Pretty much. Almost. Sort of.
What does that mean? You lost it?
There's still a few $1,000 that got stuck in a big bush down there.
You left all that money in a bush? Ugh. That is the worst excuse I've ever heard. Anyways, I will still call this a success.
Did you come up with the next plan of how we can use these costumes again?
Of course I did. Let's see if you can use these to sneak into Spyology Squad HQ.
As Mr. Jim arrived at the station and handed over the evidence he had found in the forest, he was also able to explain how Ava and Jaden couldn't have been at the bank because they were at camp when it happened. Thankfully, all this evidence was enough to get them both released for now. But it still left the question, who are in that video?
Mr. Jim!
Shouted Ava.
Holy smokes, guys, come here!
The three gave each other big hugs as Ava and Jaden were released.
Okay. Alright, enough hugging. We don't have time. We figured it out!
How did you figure it out, Jaden? When did you guys do that?
Hey, what else were we supposed to do in there? Said Jaden.
Okay, but what is it? How do we really set you both free and clear from all this?
It's actually right here, said Ava as she held up her hand.
The power is in our fingers. Come on, Mr. Jim. We need to get back to the bank.
Your fingers? Shouted Mr. Jim.
The bank? What? Wait for me!
As all three of them took off running for the bank, Purple Ninjas were preparing to sneak into HQ.
Come on, Steve, get over here.
But I don't think this is gonna work. Like, sure, we look like Ava and Jaden, but we don't have an access card thing.
I don't don't think that matters. There's a camera at the door. I bet it'll let us in when it sees us.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Because we do look exactly like Ava and Jaden.
Yeah, I know. Can't believe it. It's actually gonna work.
What are we gonna do when we get inside?
We're gonna steal all their spy secrets and spy gear. Or better yet, let's just take it over for good.
You mean, like, make it our new HQ?
Yes. I think it would make the boss very happy. A new stinky HQ.
Meanwhile, as Mr. Jim was trying to keep up with Ava and Jaden, who were running super fast towards the bank, he finally was able to catch up and ask a question.
What'd you both mean about the power is in your fingers? Did you learn finger kickboxing skills at spy camp?
No, Mr. Jim, but we did learn about fingerprints, said Ava.
You mean like our fingerprint scanners at HQ doors?
No, we learned how to check for fingerprints with powder.
What? They still teach fingerprinting at that camp?
Said Mr. Jim.
That's what I said, shouted Jaden.
Well, you're gonna be thankful for it, Jaden, when it saves us.
All three of them walked inside the bank and immediately started checking for fingerprints where the money had been stolen.
Hey, Jaden, I have our fingerprint samples we made at camp in my backpack so we can cross-examine them. Can you grab them?
Sure thing, got them, said Jaden.
Wow, you two are pretty good at this.
Yeah, because, you know, we are officially fingerprint masters, or at least that's what the certificate says, said Ava.
Okay, Jaden, I pulled the fingerprints off the wall over here. That's exactly where we can see the two people in the video touch the wall. They held the fingerprints up against their own fingerprint samples.
Bingo,
said Jaden. I knew this would work.
Ha, look at you, Jaden, excited about fingerprints again.
Hey, I'm excited to be able to prove our innocence.
Hey, both of you, great job, guys, said Mr. Jim. But let's get these back to the station as soon as possible. This will definitely set you free and clear.
Across town, the Purple Ninjas were walking over to the main door at HQ. The camera moved towards them and said,
please insert your access card.
Hi, camera robot thing. We forgot our access card at home. Can you just let us in? Because we're Ava and Jaden.
Okay, please touch the fingerprint keypad.
The what?
The fingerprint keypad so we can confirm your identity.
Okay.
Wait, Steve!
Wrong finger. Danger, danger. Bing, 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 bing.
Ah, Steve, what did you do?
I did like the camera robot told me to do.
We better get out of here. You set off the alarm. And these costumes won't work if we don't have their fingerprints too. Run!
Wow, great job, Spyology Squad. It's a good thing we had those fingerprint scanners on the door.
Phew, and wow, I'm so glad that Ava and Jaden are now no longer in trouble after that big misunderstanding.
Friends, if you want to get fingerprint certified, have your parents check the show notes down below for our fingerprint certification kit. I hope Dr. Stinky Breath doesn't get any more ideas with that costume printer. This may be the end of today's adventure, but it is definitely not the end of Dr. Stinky Breath's evil plans.
We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
Wow, looks like we're already back to the show.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating some birthdays. Drum roll, please. Brrr. Happy birthday, Arthur, who's turning 5 years old. Arthur loves to ask how, not why. His imagination literally knows no bounds, and he lives in a gray dark house with his parents and furlings. Wow, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show, Arthur. Happy fifth birthday. And next up, we have... Happy birthday, Hudson, who's turning 7 years old. Hudson loves a lot of sports, soccer, basketball, and karate, Beyblades, and Pokemon, and being a part of Spyology Squad. Oh yeah, Hudson, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 7th birthday! And next up, we have... Happy 5th birthday to Theo! Wow, Theo's an amazing member of our spy team. Incredible at building Legos and solving puzzles super fast. Wow, Theo, I'm so glad that you're on Spyology Squad and we got to celebrate your 5th birthday on the show. Happy 5th birthday, Theo! Well, my friends, I hope you all have a super duper day, and I'll see you on our next adventure. This is HQ, over and out.
We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.